This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Volmick with you guys here on The Fan. You got to pick one with McKenzie. We'll push that back until 10:20 because the Cavs, less than a minute away from wrapping up what has been an absolute beatdown of the Orlando Magic. I mean, this has been absurd. Okay, I said that I wanted them to come out and prove a point. Talk about coming out and proving a point. Again, I don't know that Cavs fans cared as much about this game as probably Magic fans did, and just overall, sort of from a national game perspective. Like, I'm expecting this team to come out and show out again in a national game. I don't even think I was expecting them to put a 40-point beatdown on them. That to me is just a little bit absurd. That to me is a stretch that I was not expecting. A 40-point win from the Cavs coming out and now official as the team 122-82 takes down the Orlando Magic, improved now to 48-10. That's a good place to be. Again, 48-10, you drop the Magic down 29-31. Should I just take my victory lap out the gate? Is that okay? Can I take my victory lap over Mr. Buckley from the beginning of the show? Just right out the gate. He told me that Evan Mobley was not as good of a player as Franz Wagner, and that Franz was a better player right now. Well, I think as you look at the numbers tonight, you get the full picture.
His argument was just going off of points per game and rebounds per game. That's it. Better player.
Yeah, better. 25-8, better than 25-9 better than 19-18-9. I don't know what he was trying to put out there. There were some numbers put out there. Evan Mobley's basically averaging 19-9. I think it was 25-8 from Franz. And he's telling me that that alone is the difference maker with these teams and with these two players. Well, tonight, Franz Wagner, an incredibly efficient 9-21 from the field, where he scores 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Evan Mobley brings to the table 17 points on 6-of-9 shooting, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. Pretty clear to me, in a 40-point win, which guy had the better game? Yeah, like, again, the disrespect to Evan Mobley from a national perspective is absurd. Absolutely nuts. Hey, Mr. Buckley's out here speaking nonsense at the beginning of the show. No, not a chance. Not a chance I'm out here giving a pass to Franz Wagner as being a better player. Again, I wanted the Cavs, though, tonight to come out and prove a point on national television. I wanted you to come out and prove a point because I don't know that Cavs fans cared, but the national media is watching. And while the Orlando Magic have not been incredible this year, it is a full-strength team, and they want to get back, and the intensity was supposed to be playoff level. The intensity from the Magic was supposed to be playoff level. And the Cavs went out there. And again, you put belt to you-know-what, and you win by 40. In a night where you don't have to rely on Donovan, he scores 11 points, 5-12 from the field. You just didn't have to rely a ton on him. You didn't rely on a lot of your starting lineup, honestly. Your top scorer was off the bench. It was Ty Jerome. The leading scorer in the game had 20 points. I shouldn't say leading scorer in the game. Paolo Banchero had 26, shooting an incredible 9 of 22 from the field as the Cavs defense was unreal. But your leading scorer from the team for the Cavs had 20 points. Again, this was supposed to be the fully healthy. Now on national television, Magic are at home. This is what you get, and it's a 40-point win. I really don't have anything else. Again, I cared about it because I said this should be playoff intensity. This is a potential first-round matchup that you're getting into against the Magic. The Magic have everything to play for. The Cavs, in theory, have nothing to play for. It's a team that took you seven games. You have no chip on your shoulder going into this one. You're down Darius Garland. If this is a game you drop, nobody bats an eye. But this team consistently feels like they have something to prove, and they went out and proved it tonight. That I want to go out and be dominant from the defensive end of the ball and holding to a team 82 points from a Magic team that was blowing you out by 40 last year, holding them to 40 points or 82 points and blowing them out by 40, even in a regular season game. Again, one that I just felt like mattered more to Orlando. You couldn't have asked for anything better. Ty Jerome continues to prove my point of sixth man of the year. Thank you very much. DeAndre Hunter and Max Strus, pat on the back to both of you tonight. I usually do my thing where I say DeAndre Hunter should be in the starting lineup. Max Strus should it. Max Strus played very well tonight. 5 of 7 from three. DeAndre Hunter, 4 of 5 from three. Both guys dropped 17. Happy either way that you slice it tonight. There was just not a downside. Not a downside from the way the Cavs played. 60% from three, 56% from the field. You held Orlando to 5 of 28 from three, 36% from the field. Again, it was practically flawless basketball from start to finish. 216-474-0092. Your thoughts on the game. Let's go out to our good friend who's always here, the mayor of Hoop, Ken in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ken?
Hi, Jake. Hey, Scarecrows. This is how you take care of business. Oh, and by the way, Jake, coming back one time, how about we play BTO, taking care of business, okay?
All right, I got you.
Okay. Now, guys, Orlando is the worst offensive team in the NBA. We made them look like it tonight because they can't shoot. They got a lot of big guys, but they can't put the rock in the basket. You saw it tonight with 82 points. If they ever get shooters, they could be, as Tristan would say, dangerous, okay? But they can't shoot a lick. I mean, they couldn't shoot themselves out of a paper bag. And we took advantage of that, and even our best player did what? What do you have, like 10 points tonight?
Yeah, 11
like
points from Donovan, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, J.A. had 8, I think.
Yep.
Okay? And our bench, I think I scored him like 50-7 or something. Some crazy, maybe it was a 12.
Yeah, I think it skewed towards the end of the game because there's a bunch of guys in who were. But yeah, it was a lot of points for the Cavs bench, not a lot of points for the Magic bench. You're on the right pace.
Yeah, and you know, but this is how you do things. This is how you build a team. This is how you stop people and beat teams that you're supposed to beat. Okay, yeah, we've lost 10 games, but just almost every one of them were decent teams. We don't lose to Toronto or Charlotte, or people like that. We go out and we crush people, and because we're the best. And I've said over and over and over again, I expect this team to bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy. I will say one thing. The other night, that team down in Tennessee is pretty good.
Yeah,
it would not surprise me, to be honest with you, that they could even come out of the West. Okay, they've got some players on that team, but I'm just saying, you know, I want everybody, and as I've said again, there needs to be more Cavs talk on this radio station, guys and gals. Let's start talking about the Cavs. Forget about the stupid draft. Let's talk Cavs, the best team in the NBA. Forget about that other team. You scarecrows, worry about winning an NBA title. Forget about everything else.
Listen, I'm enjoying it, Ken. I'm enjoying talking Cavs. And, you know, every single time after the game, I enjoy taking your call, too. So I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jake. You have a good evening.
You too, Ken. This is just a game that you walk into. And I think you look at an Orlando team, Ken brings it up, terribly offensively. You looked at them last year. They were giving you problems. I'm being told Franz Wagner is a better player than Evan Mobley. There was just the only point to prove tonight was a national audience. You had a national audience in front of you. You had a team that you were expected to beat. And are you going to take care of business? Well, the Cavs did more than that. The Cavs went out there and proved that's what business looks like. And I think the biggest thing to me tonight, a team that is valued and viewed as soft is just thrown out the window. Again, bad offensive team. You're expected to make bad offensive teams look like bad offensive teams. And you can say what you want. This is a playoff caliber team. This is a team that is in the top eight. They are the seventh seed currently in the East. You could very well see this team in the first round of the playoffs. So as you go into a first round, I'm not listening. This isn't like you went out and you beat the Washington Wizards. I'm not saying they're good, but it's not the Washington Wizards. It is a team that you can see in the playoffs. So you have to put a little respect to that aspect, to the fact that this game actually meant something. This game could be very well a four-game sweep, and I think if you went to play the Magic after watching a game like tonight, I'd be fully confident in telling you that if we met the Magic in the playoffs, I don't think that thing's even going to five. The Cavs were that dominant tonight, again, without Darius Garland. That is the most damning piece of evidence that you can get to, is that there was no Darius Garland. Your second best scorer was not on the floor. He took the night off and perfectly fine. It's a Cavs team who's looked at every single opponent, taken them seriously, and done what they had to do to get past the game. And now they have to set their sights forward. You get 2 days of rest, and then you head over to Friday to face off against Boston. But you went out, and when you hold a team, no matter who they are, to 5 of 28 from beyond the arc, to shooting 37%, if we're being generous and rounding up, from the field, and that's the reality you get to. That's the product that you put out. I think, yeah, you, game by game, after that conversation came up about whether or not the Cavs were a soft team, you throw it out the window. The Cavs are committing fouls and hard fouls and not letting a team who's working very much inside the paint and trying to operate down low, not giving that up, not allowing that to happen, and trying to force them back outside. I mean, if this was a night where you think Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner in a large team, a tall team, was going to be able to be dominant on the inside, they just didn't stand a chance. They had no opportunity, no chance to go out and do it. And again, that's a good feeling coming for a Cavs team who they don't need the win. They don't need to feel the victory. But I think as a fan, it should ease you a little bit as you think about what this team's going to look like going into the playoffs. As you think about this team, and if it lives in your mind that it was the Knicks and then the Magic, it gave you seven games, and then you got run out the gym by the Celtics, this should be the one giving you confidence. This is not the same team. It's a different group. It's a different unit, and you don't have to worry about those same things anymore. Even in a regular season in the years past, you weren't playing games like this. It's a different stretch. And the only fear that I would have as a Cavs fans now is that you're looking a little bit too far. You might just have your eyes set on the Eastern Conference Finals. Your reaction to the game and whether that is the case, 216-474-0092. You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake, VLINEC Jake. It is Jake Volnick with you guys heading into the final hour here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.